I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It comes naturally to many of us. You see a neighbor in need, you help out. Shovel their sidewalk in winter, take them to the doctor if they need. That's what Syrians did when the war in Iraq was at its peak. They took in refugees, strangers fleeing their homes. Now, only a few years later, the tables have turned. This time, Syrians are the ones in need of help, and some have headed to Iraq. Reporter Anna-Therese Day spent some time with some of these families. She wrote about it for the Daily Beast. Tell us, Anna, about one family you spoke with who took in Iraqis. And these were people who weren't necessarily friends or relatives. They were strangers. Where were they when you met them?
Yes, I spoke with a number of families, but the two that I included in my piece, one was in Turkey and the other family was in Jordan. And the family in Jordan had taken in not only cousins, but also their cousins' neighbors. They received a phone call from Iraq, from very distant cousins that they actually hadn't been in touch with, who said that they needed to flee. When they arrived with not only their family, but their unrelated neighbors. So you can imagine what a time of need it was at that point in Iraq. The other family was a Christian family who actually didn't take in relatives. They took in members of their Christian sect, and then now they have fled to Turkey and are using those same international networks of their Christian faith to try to secure safe passage to Europe or somewhere outside the war zone of Syria and the surrounding countries.
Now, that first family you mentioned, that's Suhad's family, right?
Yes.
Now, they even gave these Iraqi refugees jobs that helped them settle. It may seem obvious, but did you ever ask them point blank why they did that?
Yes, I asked them that. And something that I hear quite often throughout the Middle East is that part of Islam is hosting strangers. So that's something that they immediately said. The question wasn't why did I host them, but how could we not? And I do really feel that that's something that when you meet these refugees now from Syria, when you actually see them and they are something other than a statistic, that is really the human reaction. How can you not help someone who's lost their home, has been violated by their government and the international community? So I think they responded to something that's very human when you meet someone in need.
Is there also a sense perhaps that, you know, because of almost perennial instability in this part of the world, that you've got to have some karma, that you might be in the same situation yourself later?
Well, I think that we might imagine that to be the case, but what was so heartbreaking in these interviews is when I started to see this trend was that, again, these people never thought that their country would become Iraq. Right now, Syria is one of the most unstable places on earth, one of the most dangerous places on earth for civilians. And hearing them say that they could never imagine this really brings us back to a time when Syria was an economic and cultural center, a very beautiful historical center, a point of tourism. And although it was put on the axis of evil when President Bush was in power, it still very much had a role regionally as a cultural center. So these people really could never imagine their country becoming the new Iraq.
And until there's greater international attention paid to the situation, you expect these refugee camps are just going to keep growing?
Absolutely. And I would say that one thing I don't like to be fear-mongering, or I don't even like speaking in terms of national security, but it seems to be the civilian plight is falling on deaf ears. So I would like to say from an American perspective, there is a national security risk. Many people say, what is our involvement in Syria? And for once, yes, we weren't the people who invaded Syria and caused a catastrophe. But at the same time, we have now a constellation of areas in control of a group that is so extreme that Al-Qaeda kicked them out. This is an unprecedented development in terms of national security and international security. So I do think Americans need to, if not pay attention for shared human outrage with civilians who are suffering, think of our own interest, which is global security.
Reporter Anna-Therese Day speaking with us from Turkey. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.